Now the United States Federal Reserve has warned an escalation of U.S. trade disputes with other countries threatens America's economy. The Federal Reserve said the imposition of tariffs on hundreds of products, mostly from China, has fueled inflation. It noted that tariff increases have reduced the purchasing power of American households. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed duties on goods from several countries. Now, many nations, including Washington's European allies, have described the tariffs as illegal and a protectionist move. And now we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, political commentator, joining us out of London. Hello, Mr. Shakespeare. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. So it's funny, everything Donald Trump's doing with respect to trade, and he thinks it's to benefit the American people. Now we're hearing it from the horse's mouth that it's hurting American households, his so-called, you know, ingenious, you know, trade tariffs and tactics to make America great again.
Yes, indeed. And it's totaling $50 billion on both sides at the moment, with the Americans threatening to put it up to $200 billion, and Trump is saying $500 billion. And it is hurting American households. And the Chinese yuan is going down. And that means, in fact, that the effect of tariffs on Chinese goods is being counteracted. At the same time, American farmers are not going to, for example, exploit soya beans to China anymore. Russia has offered 2.5 million acres of land for soya beans. Canada's is proposing to double its soya bean production. Brazil is going to increase its soya bean production, and China's investing in Brazil. So you look at it, Trump's bludgeon, and he's going around bullying everybody. It may work in the short term, but frankly, it isn't going to work in the long term. And people are cooperating, finding ways round, and he's going to get his comeuppance. That's the truth of the matter.
So that's the thing, Mr. Shakespeare. Who is it good for? I mean, it's not. He said it's going to be good for Americans. It hasn't been good for even his political standing with many of his allies, his neighbors, Mexico and Canada. Everybody's irate with the U.S. president. Who are his policies economically working for?
Yes. Now, who is it for? And don't forget that he is also threatening Europe, not just on tariffs, putting tariffs on, but this business of the breach of the atomic agreement with Iran. He's saying, Europe, you will side with America or you will side with Iran. Well, you can get away with that thing for a bit, but then suddenly people are restrained. And Europe is going to have to choose, and Europe will eventually choose. You see, the whole world is moving from a unipolar world to a multipolar world. So in the long run, the USA is not going to benefit. And if it thinks it can bludgeon the rest of the world, it might remember that China now has the biggest economy in the world. And Europe, that's the EU, is now slightly bigger than America. So putting that all together, in the long run, who's going to benefit? I think America will lose.
Thank you for joining us and for your input, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare out of London, political commentator.